It's the threshold of democracy. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The words of President Biden speaking about voting rights as he visited Selma, Alabama to mark the upcoming 58th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday police attack on civil rights protesters trying to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
We should learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation. And everyone should know the truth of Selma.
Congress passed the Voting Rights Act of 1965, 5 months after the march. More concern over rail safety after another derailment in Ohio. About 20 freight cars overturned last night near the town of Springfield, but authorities say it was not carrying toxic materials. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner on NBC's Meet the Press.
The fact that we're having derailment after derailment shows really the lack of investment, the disinvestment in our infrastructure, and that needs to change.
It comes on the heels of last month's Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, which did involve hazardous materials. The incidents prompting a group of lawmakers to propose a bipartisan rail safety bill. Meanwhile, in Greece, thousands of demonstrators took to the streets over a deadly train crash last month that killed more than 50 people and left dozens hurt.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Athens today to show sympathy for the victims and calling on the government for better rail safety standards. Greek government officials say the crash was a result of human error. A station manager who was on duty at the time of the crash is now facing charges for endangering lives and disrupting public transportation.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. An avalanche warning has been posted for California's Central Sierra after more than 30 inches of new snow fell within 24 hours. Mountain roads were closed again in Northern California, and three ski mountains in the Tahoe area were closed for safety. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The war in Ukraine rages on as Russia looks to secure a city that holds strategic value. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has the report.
Russian forces are claiming ground in eastern Ukraine at this hour as they continue to attack the city of Bakhmut. The city has been at the front lines of fighting between the two countries for months now, but Russia is now reportedly getting closer to making it their key stronghold. United Nations humanitarian teams are still working to evacuate civilians from the area.
In a joint press briefing with President Zelensky, European Parliament President Robert Metsola said that all those responsible for suspected war crimes in Ukraine, including Russian President Putin, must be brought to justice before a durable peace is achieved. With the U.S. Department of Energy now saying it believes COVID-19 likely began in a lab in Wuhan, China, lawmakers are still seeking more answers. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
The fundamental question is why? What was the politics? Motivating him or what?
Dr. Anthony Fauci has said people have to be open to all theories as there's a significant amount of evidence suggesting the virus transferred to humans by an animal. An iconic cheese shop in New York City is closing its doors.
The end of an era. After 130 years at its Little Italy location in New York City, Oliva Dairy is closing. Considered the oldest cheese shop in America, it's been at the location since 1892. But financial issues during the COVID-19 pandemic and a legal dispute with the site's landlord led to the shop's owner, Karen King, to shut the doors. But King and loyal customers are rejoicing. The shop will live on. A real estate developer hearing about the story stepping in to help find a bigger location in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.